Good morning and welcome to the conference call of Zhong Devaste. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. William Wang.
Good morning. My name is William Wang. I'm the CFO of the Zhong Devaste Technology AG. Today, we will announce the first half of the 2015, the financial result. So let's turn to page one. So now we can see, turn to the page two. The slower project progress in the first half 2015 due to delay acceptance process with our clients. Let's see the BOT project first. We have four BOT projects: Zhoukou, Kunming, Xianning, and Lanzhou. Until the end of the June, Zhoukou percentage of completion is 89.4%. It is supposed to be completed at end of 2015. The second one, the Kunming, the percentage of completion is 85.1. It is supposed to be completed in the next year. The third one, Xianning, the percentage of completion is 95.7%. It is planned to be completed in this year. And last one, the biggest one, the Lanzhou BOT project. The percentage of completion is 22.8%. It will be completed in 2018. Now let's see the EPC project, three of them. First one is Dingzhou. At end of the June 2015, the percentage of completion is 48.8%. It's supposed to be completed in this year. Second one is Zhucheng. The POC is 70.2%. It will be also complete in this year. The last one, the third one, Wuhai. It is supposed to be completed in 2017. Now let's turn to the next page. The strong revenue increase in first half of 2015 due to the project progress is not reflected in the gross profit. So the revenue increased 77.6% in first half year compared with the last year. BOT project was a percentage of 92% main group revenue contributors. Percentage of completion of BOT projects that are account for the zero profit method is not factored in the gross profit. So let's turn to the next page. EBIT and the net result slightly improved. The other income increased from 0.5 million euro to 1.4 million in the first half of this year due to net profits from trial learnings. The financial result could be improved by 1.3 million euro in first half of this year. Effect was surely offset by the increase of income tax expenses by 1.1 million euro due to the increase of taxable profit caused by foreign currency gains. Turn to next page. Cash and equity position remain stable. So we can see the cash and cash equivalent at end of June this year is 86.4 million euro. Equity increased 4.9%. The amount is 108.4 million at end of June this year. Order situation. There is no new orders. However, because of the currency rate, the order amount increased 2.1% to the amount of 222.8 million euro. So as we pointed out, foreign exchange gains have significantly contributed to the development of cash, equity, and order situation. Turn to next page. The strategic and financial outlook. First, we can see the strategic milestone. Focus on improving project management capacities of large-size waste-to-energy project. The second, expected project completion in 2015. Two BOT project, Zhoukou and Xianning. Two EPC project, Dingzhou and Zhuchen. The third, confident to sign new contract in 2015 and 2016 due to increased demand for waste-to-energy plant with low off-gas emission. The last one, strengthen focus on EPC project since profit can be generated quicker. Now let's look at the financial guideline 2015. Second half of 2015 remain a transition period. Rapid growth in revenue and improved operating result expected for 2015. The last one, all forecasts contain uncertainty related to the project delay caused by the external and internal fact that are difficult to predict. So that's all for our today's presentation.